knew it.
You did not. You didn't even pick that.
Hey guys, I'm Veronica.
I'm Vanessa, and welcome to Twin My Heart, the podcast.
Each week, we're going to be spilling all of the tea from the latest Twin My Heart season 3 episodes,
including breaking down the moments you saw on screen and all the behind the scene moments that didn't make the cut.
Today, we're going to be discussing episode 8, 9, and 10 of Twin My Heart season 3. So if you haven't watched them yet, pause this and go back and watch.
Yes, come back and listen to this podcast after you've watched these episodes on Awesomeness TV's YouTube channel, because there will be major spoilers ahead.
We have a lot to discuss, but before that, we're going to play Two Truths and a Lie from the season 3 contestants.
That's right. The season 3 contestants sent in two truths and one lie, and we have to figure out which is the lie.
You think you know the contestants?
I hope so. Do you?
We'll see. Let's get started.
All right, so introducing our dad, Paul Merrill. He is off camera, going to be telling us the contestants' truths and lies.
Yes, hello everyone.
Perfect. Let's get going.
Okay, first one. This is for Gabby. I'm related to Anna Kendrick. I like to peel sunburns. I once pooped my pants in a Macy's dressing room.
Well, I like to peel sunburns, even though you're not supposed to.
She may hate it, though.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm going to pick sunburns as the lie.
I'm going to pick Anna Kendrick as the lie.
And the winner is Anna Kendrick is the lie.
Dang. Ooh, I got that right.
Why would she say that? That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Monica, I am a black belt in karate. I was in an Oreo commercial when I was 9, or I've been on 10 cruises.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, because now I feel like she could be like, I haven't been on 10 cruises, I've been on 5.
Oh my gosh.
Or like,
gosh.
I'm not a black belt, I'm a red belt.
Okay, so I think the lie is that she's been in an Oreo commercial.
And I think the lie is that she has been on 10 cruises.
The lie is she was not in an Oreo commercial.
I'm on a roll right now.
Dang. So she is a black belt.
So I told you.
Daniela.
Ooh, okay.
I once flew to Chicago to see BTS. One of my first commercials was with Rico Rodriguez from Modern Family. I'm obsessed with coffee.
It's gotta be coffee. I know she flew to Chicago for BTS. She's a huge BTS stan.
Is that what you're gonna submit?
Yeah, I think the lie is she's obsessed with coffee.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with is obsessed with coffee as the lie.
And the lie is she is obsessed with coffee.
She Dang. Wasn't even drinking coffee on set. If it wasn't okay. for my deductive reasoning, you would not have gotten that.
I think I would have. I'm doing great at this challenge. I have 3 points and you have 1.
Great. Love that for me.
Kayon, I won best dress my junior year of high school. I made the varsity cheer team my freshman year of high school. I've hung out with Drake.
I think it's the first one. I think she the best dress.
I was about to say that too, because why would you win best dress as a junior? I think she's trying to trick us.
And I think she has hung out with Drake.
You think so?
You think that's the lie?
I don't know.
Do you know how many girls have probably actually hung out with Drake?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? I'm going with the first one, that she won best dress as junior in high school.
And I'm going with the same one.
You are correct. The lie was best dress as junior in high school.
Ooh, there we go. Okay, so it's now 4-2.
I'm doing better.
A little bit.
Dang, I was right about Drake too. Because that is like the one you would pick to be the lie. But this is not like Michigan. This is LA we're talking about.
True.
This is Blanca.
Okay.
I lived in the Amazon rainforest for 2 weeks. I was on The Price is Right, or I ran with the bulls in Spain.
Okay, so Amazon,
The Price is Right,
and running with the bulls in Spain.
That is literally the most random thing. That has to be true.
I know I'm going to get this wrong, and it's going to ruin my streak, but I'm going to say that she was not on The Price is Right.
Mine is the Amazon one.
You're both wrong. It was running with the bulls.
Ugh. Dang it. I'm so mad.
I'm mad too. I was so close to getting all the
mine. But like, okay, who picks that?
All right, next one.
Olivia, I've broken both my arms. I've never been to Disneyland. I've met Justin Bieber 3 times.
Oh, never been to Disneyland.
Yeah, I was going to say never been to Disneyland is the lie.
Wait, whoa.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I meant, no, this girl has never been to Disneyland. I meant that's the truth.
You're confusing me. I think that's the lie. The Disneyland one is the lie.
She's 100% a believer.
I'm going with hasn't been to Disneyland because she's not from here.
Disneyland.
You're correct. That is the lie.
Wow.
There we go. Why was Blanca so hard? I'm on a roll again.
Okay, this is Rebecca. I've rappelled down a 40-foot waterfall. I've ran 2 marathons. I shot archery competitively in college.
How do you rappel down a 40-foot?
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
I'm saying the waterfall one.
I'm going to go with archery. I think archery is the lie.
Those are your final answers?
Yes.
Yeah, I already put mine in.
She ran 2 marathons was the lie.
Dang it. She looks like a runner. When she was doing the challenges the first day, that girl could run.
Yeah, I'm shook. So none of us get that point.
Sophia, I speak Spanish. I've lived in 5 different cities. Half of my family lives in South America.
Bro, what? It's gotta be I lived in 5 different cities. She speaks Spanish, and then half of her family lives in South America. Half of our family lives in Mexico.
I don't think her family lives in South America.
I think the lie is that she hasn't lived in 5 states.
My answer is the family.
Wait,
in South America.
Now I'm second guessing.
The lie is that she speaks Spanish.
I knew it.
You did not. You didn't even pick that.
I literally just said I'm second guessing, and I was going to pick the Spanish one.
You can
be Spanish or like Latin, and you can not know how to speak Spanish.
I swore she spoke Spanish, though.
Well,
we're both wrong. I was right about the 5 cities.
Okay.
Brianna, I'm the youngest in my family. My favorite show is The Vampire Diaries, or I like sushi.
What?
She has to like sushi. She was like, I eat everything, or maybe not. You know what? Actually, I'm going to say the lie is she likes sushi.
I don't think she's the youngest one in her family.
And the correct answer is, I like sushi.
You got one right and I got one wrong. I have 5 points and now you have 4. You are catching up. This should get interesting.
This is Aaron. Pizza is my favorite food. I've held a baby kangaroo. I've modeled for an amusement park.
Jeez. Third one is she was in an advertisement for amusement park. Okay, that has to be true. Because that's way too specific.
Baby kangaroo. Aaron's favorite food is pizza is the lie.
I'm going to go with she's never held a baby kangaroo. Ugh, okay.
And the answer is pizza.
No, okay, now...
Yes,
I should have gone with that. Okay, now we are tied. We are tied.
Okay, here we go. One final question. This is Gabby. I'm terrified of the characters in Disneyland. I once shared a cab with Robert Pattinson. I've never dyed my hair before.
Terrified of the characters at Disneyland.
That sounds like something she would be scared of.
No, there's no way.
Never dyed her hair before? I'm going to say Robert Pattinson.
She's terrified of Disneyland characters?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the lie. It has to be. She's a voice actress, for crying out loud. I'm going with Disney characters.
No, they can be scary.
It's Robert Pattinson.
Oh. Ooh.
That was a great challenge. I, like, was losing in the beginning, but I came back strong.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Twin My Heart fans.
Let's make a pact and all watch season 3 in our Twin My Heart hoodies and t-shirts.
Ooh, what a great idea. Get your Twin My Heart merch at www.awesomenesstv.com/merch.
Take a picture and show off your merch by tagging AwesomenessTV on Instagram and using the hashtag Twin My Heart. You might just get a repost.
Happy shopping, everyone. Well, I learned a lot about this season's contestants, but let's get right into episode 8, the episode where Daniela leaves Twin, my heart.
This was such an emotional episode.
So, Daniela wants to go home, and before we started filming during the day, Daniela came into the house early that morning looking to talk to Kat, who is the Twin My Heart director. Daniela communicates to her that her past insecurities have begun to show up while being on this show and that she just doesn't know if she wants to stay. And she spends some time reflecting and talks to a producer about her, like how her past relationships have decreased her self-esteem, and seeing Nate with other girls has allowed these insecurities to pop back up again.
Yeah, at this point, Daniela doesn't want to resume filming with the other women and only wants to talk to Nate. So Daniela isn't mic'd, so we mic'd up the director, Kat, so that Daniela's audio could be clear and you could hear it. So our AD Aaron joins them and they discuss Daniela's options and they also alert Nate.
And meanwhile, the other girls have literally no clue what is going on. And they see that Daniela is like obviously upset, but they're not sure like where her current mood is coming from. Let's take a listen.
So we have no idea what's going on. We've just been watching them walk.
We know she talked to him last night when everyone was in the hot tub.
Where were you at this point? I was with the girls in the living room
while all this was going on. Honestly,
I was trying to get breakfast. I was like looking for breakfast, trying to get food, and Daniela's over here all sad, and I'm like, what the? So now I'm confused. I had no idea. I literally had no idea what was going on.
Well, I was hungry. I was spying with the girls through the window as well.
Yeah, I eventually joined you guys.
I wanted to know. I was like, what the? Your top pick is leaving. You don't care?
Ronnie's so nosy.
What? I guess.
She's so nosy.
So with the other girls, they were all looking out the window.
I know, but out of the two, you're nosy. You're the nosy one.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I just wanted to know what was going on. And Nate and Daniela finally get a chance to talk, and it appears that Daniela has made up her mind to leave. Mm-hmm. Nate accepts her decision, but is devastated.
Mm. I literally did not see Daniela leaving.
No, I didn't either.
There was, I just didn't think she would leave.
This was, different from Sophia leaving because Daniela and Nate obviously have a connection.
Yeah.
So when Sophia left,
They didn't have a connection.
It was the second day. This is I don't even remember which day this is, but they've been on dates. They've had talks. And it's just like, why are you leaving right now?
If I'm going to be really honest, because, you know, this is what this podcast is about, I really think Daniela was liking Nate a lot. And I think she was getting really homesick. Yeah. I think she was really missing her family and missing her mom. It had been several days. We were all cooped up in this house. She's been with strangers this whole week. You know, I feel like she was just really wanting to go home.
Maybe just overwhelmed.
I think she was just overwhelmed about that, but also overwhelmed with her, you know, feelings. Like when I have felt that way, I always want to go home because my home is my comfort place. My family is my comfort. Like if something is giving me anxiety, I don't want to be in a place where I'm still anxious. I want to go home.
And be in my own bed.
So I can relate to Daniela on that part. And although she was like one of my top picks and I was rooting for her, I understand where she was coming from. And so after talking to the producers, Nate ended up wanting to convince Daniela to stay and fight for her to stay. But we deleted this in the final cut, but Nate revealed that Daniela would have probably been in the top two.
Oh,
that's the tea.
That is the tea. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. He was like, she would have been in the top two.
That's right. I forgot that he said that.
And we actually, so Nate left, or Nate talked to her and stuff. And she was like, no, sorry, I'm leaving. And Ronnie and I, because, you know, she was the person that we had recruited to the show. I just wanted to talk to her and say, I hope you're okay. And are you sure you don't want to stay? you know, you can, I, like, but we get it. Thank you so much for coming.
I'll give you extra money.
Ronnie, I'm kidding.
Ronnie jokingly bribed her.
She was like, we'll give you extra money. But again, it was like she was choosing to go home to family. And it just really says a lot about Daniela as a person and how important it is to be with family when you are struggling. It is so important.
And yeah. And then there's also the conversation of that she kept saying that she has a lot of work to do on herself. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, when it comes to being in a relationship, she has to work on herself before she's ready to get into a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so,
which I admire that because
I do too.
It was kind of like what we were talking about earlier, like hurt people
tend to hurt other people
by accident. And it's not that Daniela would have like hurt Nate, but it makes relationships not easy when you are dealing with things yourself that you haven't figured out.
Yeah. So when you find the perfect person, you can work on those things with while even dating someone, and that person can uplift you and encourage you to be the person who you are to be. But it's really hard to find those people, and you know,
and you're not, I mean, look, again, you, what she said was absolutely inspiring and just motivating, because there are a lot of people out there who need to learn to love themselves first before they can love other people. And I think that's very important to be able to find yourself happiness.
Is there anything you would, if Daniela is listening, is there anything you'd like to say to her, Nessa?
I'm very proud of you, Daniela, for speaking your truth and being super vulnerable. And I'm so sorry we put you through this show.
I know. Thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate
it. So sweet and so nice. You're the best. All right, so let's get into episode 9.
Okay.
Can you believe that whole thing took up a whole episode?
I cannot believe that. That's crazy.
I know.
And that was just the morning.
That was just the morning.
Okay, so next on the agenda in the next episode is the Hidden Letters Challenge.
Mm-hmm. Where plus, the girls,
what? Plus a midday elimination.
Oh,
but we'll
gosh.
Talk about the challenge first.
So the challenge is Hidden Letters, where the girls have to find letters scattered throughout the house spelling out that day's one-on-one date, which is horse. And from day one, all the girls, including Nate, since we've been filming on a ranch and there's been horses nearby, they've been wanting to go horseback riding. And we actually kept telling Nate
that there's not going to be horses on here because
he would be like, is one of the dates horseback riding?
And we're like, no, we can't get horses.
I was like, it was not in the budget. I literally, we so lied to him. I was like, it's not in the budget. We didn't make room for that. I'm so sorry. I wish we did. That would have been so fun.
And then boom, we surprised him. They were all so excited. And Monica ends up winning the date, 2 dates in a row. I can't believe that. But before the date, we tell Nate that he has to make a midday elimination. Nate eliminates Gabby. I wasn't too surprised when he well, you know what?
No, I thought he might have eliminated Aaron, but
yeah,
he eliminated Gabby,
which I understand. I mean, he probably wasn't feeling the connection with her.
Mm-hmm.
But it was surprising, for sure.
It was very surprising.
And it was so sad.
It was very sad.
All the girls hugged in the gazebo, and then they were crying, and then I went and hugged her, too. It was so sad.
Well, and, like, all of the girls really cared for each other despite the drama, and I think it just goes back to saying, like, what we've been saying this whole time is that, you know, it's been so long since we've had interaction with people that these girls became friends, and they were all showing girl love. So it was just a really sweet moment.
I think that's what's really cool about this season versus the other seasons. Like, you know, season 1, season 2, everyone was super competitive, but season 3, it was just like all love at the end of the day.
Well, you know, but season 2 though, the guys are kind of pretty close. I know, like, well, I know some of them, like, kept in touch, right?
Yeah, they keep in touch after, but during the show, they all were not liking each other. I mean, come on.
All right, this leads us up into episode 10. Now, fun fact,
Episodes 8, 9, and 10 were all filmed in one day. So we went from 5 contestants in the morning to 3 contestants, all in the span of 12 hours.
Yep. Things move fast here on Twin My Heart. Mm-hmm.
So after Gabby was eliminated, Aaron took Nate out on a Jenga date. Meanwhile, we were talking to Monica and Brianna about the timeline of how Aaron and Nate met. Let's take a listen.
We all know that Aaron had a thing with Nate before this.
We had no idea when we casted her.
But she said she got cast like a while back. Yeah. Like before she got casted before he was even picked. Yeah, that's what she told us too.
Well, I was going to ask her. I wanted to see, did he know before you got here?
I thought she said like she messaged him or he messaged her.
Like, I want to know.
So here's very confusing tea. The timeline and the story that we know is very different because Nate told us how he met Aaron, but Aaron has been telling a different story to the other girls. And it was just like, what? So, okay, what story matches up? And we revealed that Aaron told Brianna and Monica that she found out that Nate was going to be on Twin My Heart through a news article. But we knew that Aaron and Nate had found out together when Aaron visited LA to be part of the show. So they like had seen each other and then discovered that they were both going to be on a reality dating show.
So when she came back, they had met before and he was like, oh, what are you doing here? And she was like, oh, I've, you know, been taking COVID tests and I'm going to be on a reality dating show. And he was like, oh, what dating show? And Aaron was like, oh, this one called Twin My Heart. And he was like, oh, I'm the guy on the show. And she was like, oh. And that's all they told us.
And then we also know that they hung out more than just once.
Oh.
That's the tea. They hung out more than just once. Ah. So anyways, we're discussing this with the girls. We're still all very confused. And we decide that, you know what? We're tired of sitting on the couch. And we decide, it's not captured on camera, but we decide to go spy on Nate and Aaron during their Jenga date.
Yeah, we're all like in the little room.
The yoga room.
Out the window. And we're like, what are they doing?
And then like they're done and we're all like, oh. And then we like,
we were just like, ugh.
Like, hey.
It was awkward.
So some more tea about Aaron and Nate. Not only had they hung out multiple times outside of the show before it even was filmed, he had her number. And throughout the entire week, she would send him text messages. And she would say like, hey, can I come to your room? And he wouldn't respond because he knew he couldn't do that. That wouldn't be fair. But I'm just saying that's the tea. Oh, that's piping hot. Oh, I got to take a sip to that.
That like made me cringe because it was actually real tea.
But look, they knew each other.
They knew each other.
They hang out. They obviously had their phone numbers, and you know, like when the cameras are off, they're like, "Oh, I want to go hang out with you." Like, but
and Nate was like, "I can't. Sorry."
Yeah. So kudos to Nate for not giving into that. There's multiple times where he didn't respond to her.
I know.
I felt so bad. Well, at the end of the day, everyone gets their phones back. So mm-hmm. during the day, no one could have their phones. Mm-hmm. So that's my tea that I have that I remembered.
So after such a dramatic day, it's decided that no one will be going home because literally 2 people already left. So there's just 3 people left.
And, you know, Nate was already going through so much with eliminating Gabby and then Daniela leaving that day. I still can't believe that all happened in one day. So we were just like, you know what? Let's not have an elimination tonight. So he was so relieved. Everyone else was relieved. And then they decide to go jump in the hot tub and play a juicy game of Never Have I Ever.
So the questions are pretty tame until we get to the question, do you still talk to an ex? And everyone agrees that they have, but Monica changes the subject really quick. And we actually didn't end up using this, but in confessionals, both Aaron and Brianna revealed that Monica is probably not as innocent as she comes off on camera. Like, what do you think? It's just Like, what do you think that is? Like, maybe she's just a private person?
Oh, yeah, she could just be a private person and just not talking about things on camera. Because, you know, why would you want to announce all your tea on camera?
Yeah.
And, you know, she could have some issues with an ex, still liking an ex. I don't know.
You know, I have some girlfriends who have crazy exes. Maybe she just can't get rid of him.
Mm. And he still talks to her.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I don't know.
Boys can be crazy, too.
Didn't she just recently get out of a relationship as well?
Yeah.
Like a long-term relationship?
Yeah, and it wasn't too long ago.
Yeah. So maybe that's why she changed the subject pretty quickly.
She just didn't want to talk about her ex. I mean, who wants to talk about your ex? I don't.
The only time I talk about exes is when I'm like, this is not what to do.
I think, I mean,
this is how I got hurt in the past.
I do think, you know, if there was an ex that really impacted your life, it's important to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not something, like, talking about exes all the time is probably a no-no.
Yeah, no, not good.
No bueno.
So, you know, living in a house with a bunch of people and quote-unquote strangers for a good amount of days, you can start developing little bit of banter between
just like friendships you and some and
people.
Fun.
And so our first AD, Aaron...
So apparently that day, Nate had just kind of been teasing Aaron all day. And Aaron, he
finally got back at Nate
in the hot tub, because the thing was, like, whoever puts all their fingers down first gets to jump in the cold, freezing pool. And so Aaron...
I guess everyone in the hot tub couldn't really think of, like, really good Never Have I Ever questions.
So Aaron made questions and made it to where Nate would have to jump into the pool because he got back at him. So revenge. That was really funny. Also, something else that happened that was really funny, but we totally forgot. Well, one, they were all sipping some wine, so they were all feeling kind of... You know,
they were feeling good.
But something that happened was we all just kind of we turned off the cameras and we kind of left all of them in the hot tub to just hang out and have a good time. And so we're chilling inside. I'm like eating some food. And like at one point I go outside, like they had been in the hot tub for like at least an hour. And I go out there and Nate is like, Vanessa, please bring us towels. I was like, why? Because there was no towels. I was like, oh, okay. He goes, we've been waiting for towels for 30 minutes. They had been stuck in the hot tub. And I'm all like, you little wimp, you could have just gotten out. But it was like a long ways to like go from the hot tub
to inside.
And it was freezing outside. So I felt really bad, but it was low-key kind of funny.
Really funny.
Yeah, they were all stuck in there. We thought they were just chilling, having a good time. We were like, wow, Nate, chilling with three girls, what a dream. And in reality, they've just been waiting for towels.
Oh, my
gosh. So they could come inside.
Oh, man. That's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get enough of Twin My Heart, then why not wear it?
Check out our new Twin My Heart merch line, where you can find a selection of hoodies and t-shirts in a variety of colors.
My favorite items are the cropped hoodies and the t-shirts.
Well, I love hoodies, and these hoodies are so soft and so comfy.
Go to www.awesomenesstv.com/merch to order yours today, and why not tell a friend?
So we have one more podcast episode left. I cannot believe that we're almost done with season 3.
I know. Please make sure to watch the final 2 episodes. New episodes drop every Sunday on Awesomeness TV's YouTube channel.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Twin My Heart, the podcast. Catch a new episode of Twin My Heart next Sunday on Awesomeness TV. And don't forget to meet us back here at the podcast after you watch.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to tell a friend and follow Twin My Heart, the podcast on Spotify.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.